thought about it.
Gunnar Nelson said he would be looking at a top 10 opponent if he was to be victorious tonight. Do you think he could actually get a matchup with that?
He looked damn good tonight against a very tough guy. Very possible.
Dan, it's been talking about the Ultimate Fighter, UK and Ireland, you know, possibly against the rest of Europe or the UK versus Ireland. What's your thoughts on it? Is that a possibility that it might actually happen?
Told you guys a long time ago, we're taking it all over the world. We have been, and we're going to continue to.
Could we ever see an all-female card ever, do you think?
Specific numbers on Fight Pass on what it did?
I do.
You're not going to hear
it? No.
Beyond that, though, obviously it's huge in the States, but do you guys know where it's trending big in other countries?
What's huge in the States?
The Fight Pass.
Yeah. It's trending big everywhere. I mean, tonight I told you we were in 178 countries on Fight Pass. So you can imagine, I mean, if you look at the fan base in 178 countries.
Do you guys know what's... I mean, I'm assuming the United States is number one.
Say, what's number one?
United States.
I don't have that information yet. I don't know that. But I'll find out and let you know if you want to know that. Yeah, I don't have that info yet.
Interesting, just because it's...
Yeah. No, me too. I'll bet Sweden was up there. I bet that was really big tonight. But yeah, I'll get that information for you. I'll let you know the top five or whatever. Something like Fight Pass is something we've been waiting for a long time. I've been talking about it since, you know, I first saw streaming. So it was a big night. We're pretty pumped.
Taylor, there seems to be a little bit of confusion.
It was a one-time deal tonight, and we're going to see how it goes, and we'll go from there. Yeah.
Dana, now you're finally announced you're back in Ireland this year. How excited are you to go back to Dublin and have that card there? Because the sport is flying at the moment.
First of all, I'm Irish-American. I love Ireland, and it's pound for pound the loudest, craziest place to have a fight. They're the pound for pound loudest.
You know.
Last time we were there, it was like 9,000 sold out, and it sounded like there were 90,000. I got to go to Vegas.
No.
I appreciate you guys so much. Thank
just
you.
One word for Sweden.
Yes, sir. What do you got?
One word. For you.
One word? Bye bye. Is that what you one word? What are you asking me?
Cyril Diabate.
What is it?
Cyril Diabate.
Oh, Diabate. Yeah. No, I went over and told him it's been an honor having him, you know, in the UFC. He always comes to fight. You know, like you said, he's had a 22-year career, which is amazing in the fight business, and I have a lot of respect for him.
Dana, have you spoken to George? Have you spoken to GSP?
I have not.
Dana, just one more word. Next.
Text me. Does that count?
What did he say?
He said, thanks for all the kind words in my documentary. I said, my pleasure.
Dana, just one more. Obviously, next week, new welterweight champion to be crowned. How pumped are you for next week?
What's that?
How pumped are you for next week with new welterweight champion to be crowned?
Being pumped about next week, how sick is that card? That card is stacked with unbelievable fights. Again, this fight in the O2 was sold out. Next week in Dallas, we're sold out. And Baltimore is sold out. Back to back to back. Great card, and I'm excited for it.
When do you think we can get a title fight here in Europe next week?
Soon.
Is Gina Serrano coming back?
Huh?
Is Gina going to come back and fight Ronda?
Is Gina. Never once did I say Gina was coming back. It's some rumor that got started. Gina's under contract. And by the way, I didn't know how many fights she has. She's got 4 fights left on her Strikeforce contract. And I've never really even talked to Gina Carano. I don't even really know her that well. Met her in a fight one time. She's sweet. She's beautiful. I like her. That's it.
Dana, who's Ronda? Who's Ronda fighting?
I'll be on anyone yet. Find out.
Thank you, Dana.
How pivotal was his fitness? You know, you said September and July.
Yeah.
Was it a factor when it comes to...
Listen, if he could fight in Ireland, that would be awesome. But if he can't, we'll bring over other people who are there. They've seen him fight in Ireland a million times.
Is he good enough to main event that guy?
Is he good enough to main event?
I mean,
he's good enough to possibly be a world champion
someday. I don't mean good enough.
But I don't know. We'll see.
Is he going to main event?
We'll see.